Sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
I was camped on a tiny island in southeast Alaska a few years ago, monitoring seabirds in Icy Strait. The island, Entrance Island, is just about a dozen acres in size. On a short walk, I came across some rotting lumber and fencing, and as I picked through it, I realized it was the site of an old fur farm. 100 years ago, fur farming was big business in Alaska. It was the third biggest industry in the state after fishing and mining. Foxes were the most prized, and specific color phases of the red and Arctic fox netted more than $100 a pelt, a fortune in those days. The first fur farm started in southeast Alaska near Tracy Arm in 1901, and by 1929, there were more than 700 fur farms in the Alaska Territory, 200 in southeast Alaska, and hundreds more in the interior and on the Aleutians. Islands were popular sites, as animals were fenced by the sea. More than 45 different species of fur bearers were farmed, including skunks, raccoons, rabbits, marten, otters, and beavers. Otters and beavers proved too difficult to manage. And while marten were quite lucrative, they were very difficult to breed in captivity. 1929 marked the beginning of the end for fur farms. Fur prices plummeted during the 1930s during the Depression, and fur farming was declared a non-essential industry during the Second World War. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.